Perikei Mishnah Chaf Kol Machlokes Shehi L'Shem Shamayim Sofa L'Hiskayim V'She'ena L'Shem Shamayim Ein Sofa L'Hiskayim. Any disputes, any argument, any differences of opinion that are for the sake of heaven, L'Shem Shamayim, will certainly have a constructive outcome and longevity in the future. But anything and my world of machlokes, that's not for L'Shem Shemaim, that's not for the sake of heaven, will have no constructive outcome. Nothing will come of it. The Mishnah asks, Eizohi machlokes shi L'Shem Shemaim. What's an example of a machlokes, of a disagreement, of an argument that's for the sake of heaven? Zu machlokes Hillel v'Shammai, the great sages, the early sages, Hillel and Shammai debated many, many points. But it's a machlokes that's l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. And therefore, even today, we're still so deeply well-versed and are so familiar with all the basic machloksim, the disagreements between Hillel and Shammai, because it was for the sake of heaven. It has longevity and it continues. V'shein l'shem shemayim, what's an example of a machlokes that's not for the sake of heaven? Zu machlokes Korach v'chol adaso, the debate, the argument, the usurping of the power of Moshe Rabbeinu that Korach had in the Midbar. All Korach wanted was the power, was the position, was the malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to be the one to control the Jewish people. He wanted to be the one to lead the Jewish people. He wanted the kahuna, not Moshe, not Aaron. And that was a machlokes that was not l'shem shemayim. Korach's intention was not positive, says the Mishnah. And therefore, we see what occurred. What do we know of Korach today? One thing. Vativla ha'aretz is Korach v'sadaso. All we know is that Korach and his company got swallowed up. I could talk from here till tomorrow with sources and marmukomos about machlokes and how difficult, dangerous, and deadly machlokes is. But I'm going to speak from my heart and I'm going to share with you some thoughts about machlokes, because it's such a difficult, painful topic. Machlokes goes back to Maase Bereishis, as Rashi notes in Sefer Bereishis, Shnei Maoros Gedolim. God originally created the sun and the moon the same, says the Gemara Maseches Chulin and Daf Samech. But says the Gemara Nismata Halavana, the moon became smaller. God made the moon smaller. Al Shekitra Gaviyamar Yefshe L'Shnei Malachin Shishtam Shebekaser Achad. The moon said, it can't be that two people can work together. Shnei Maoros Hagdolim. How could the sun and the moon work together? It's an impossibility. God said, you can't work together. The sun can't work with the moon. You can't work with each other. Therefore, says God, I'm going to punish you, sun, and I'm going to punish you, moon, and make the moon smaller. And thus, machlokes already begins at the early day of creation, in the creation of the world. And it continued. Cain kills Hevel because of his jealousy for the korban that he brought. Another machlokes. And all of the end of Sefer Bereishis, the machlokes with Yosef and his brothers. The brothers' jealousy, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayeshev, they were jealous of their brother Yosef, and that takes us down to Mitzrayim. The gullus emerged, the death of Hevel, the diminishing of the moon, all come as a result of machlokes. It's so powerful, it's so dangerous. I see this with my own eyes in countless encounters I have with people. Such basic differences are unable to be settled because somebody's not willing to either say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. Machloksim at the Amud, who's going to daven? It doesn't happen in our shul, Baruch Hashem. But it happens throughout the country, throughout the world. I have a Amud, I have Kaddish, I have a Yortzeit, and it turns out to be a machlokes, a disagreement. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kaf HaChaim says, and all the Nosei Kelim say, that's the ultimate chilul Hashem. And it's the ultimate chilul to the neshama if you're going to argue and have a disagreement and raise your voice and get upset and angry and you'll walk out on somebody because you're not willing to be mevater, you're not willing to give up the amud because somebody else has your tzeit. Destruction. It ultimately lowers the level of the neshama, and says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what the greatest thing to do is? Give it to somebody else. That's the greatest aliyah for their neshama. When there's machlokes, you run for your life. You run as quickly as you can. You stay so far away. I'm telling you, it's the most dangerous thing to get involved with. As the minute you smell, you hear, you recognize machlokes, run like you're running from fire. Because it could destroy, it could kill, it could tear apart. I've seen it tear apart marriages. We've seen it tear apart yeshivas, shuls. It happens all the time and we need to move away from that. It divides. It causes splintering and divorce as a result of the most basic things that people are unable to reconcile. The power of machlokas is awesome. We always want to win. We always want to be right and to be correct. But if it's not l'shem shamayim, if you're not coming for a good, honest to goodness reason, run away. Of course, it's always difficult to know. Is it l'shem shamayim or is it not l'shem shamayim? With Korach v'Adaso, it's obvious that it was shelo l'shem shamayim. With Hillel and Shammai, it's obvious that's l'shem shamayim. But the power of machlokas is so incredible, not only negatively, but also positively. The whole Mishnah and the whole Gemara, all of Torah Sheba'al Peh is built upon machlokas. If it's not for Hillel and Shammai, it's not for Abaye and Rav, it's not for Brioch and Reish Lakish, the entire world of Torah is built because of disagreement. And if there wasn't disagreement, what would the Jew do and what would we study? And how the halachic conclusions emerge is only as a result of disagreement. Disagreement is good, but it has to be l'shem shamayim. We need to learn how to agree to disagree as well. It's a wonderful book published several decades ago called One Nation, Two Worlds, from Orthodox rabbi from Lakewood, a Reform rabbi who debated most basic tenets and philosophies of Yiddishkeit. And it could have been a brawl. It could have been such name-calling. But if you take a look, the respect that there is, it's the agreement to disagree. I could have strong opinions. I could have strong values, strong hashkafos, and be very, very grounded. That's okay. And I could express my opinion, and that's also okay. But that means that I have to be willing to listen to somebody else to agree to disagree. That's what Hillel and Shammai did. And that's what other great Gedolei Yisrael did. There's always machlokas. There's disagreement between Rabbanim, the disagreement between Gedolei Yisrael. But a true Gadol b'Yisrael is able to stay away from the machlokas and to keep it within the realm of l'shem shamayim. Because the moment it smells of something that's shelo l'shem shamayim, at that instant, at that moment, you run for your life, because then only destruction can ensue. Yeshivas will close, shuls will fall apart, relationships will fall asunder, families will be divided over such simple basic things. It's worthwhile to let go. Nobody wins when there's a machlokas. Everybody comes out a loser. Nobody is a winner. We must learn to bridge gaps. We must learn to appreciate each other, understand each other. We're visualizing this and seeing this powerfully in our country and beyond now, today, more than ever. The divide is so great. The gap in the vacuum is so large. And in both aisles, nobody's able to look at each other. And it's this disagreement, the inability to be able to see and to hear the other side is destructive. It's okay that there are two different opinions, but let's learn to understand them. Let's learn to work with each other. And that's what the Tanaim and Amoraim did, and thus emerged Torah Sheba'al Peh and a beautiful code of Jewish law where there still are disagreements, but we agree to disagree. And that's what this mission is referencing. Know full well that machlokas is powerful. It's powerful to the positive and it's powerful to the negative. But at the same time, we must recognize that there are times you agree to disagree. There are times that you stand firm with your opinion. And there are times that you look the other way. Every case and every situation is different. But we must use this Mishnah as the backbone and as the refrain. Is it l'shem shemayim? Is it not l'shem shemayim? And always ask ourselves that question when we're debating of the point and debating an issue. Is it worthwhile to push or is it worthwhile to step back? Is it worthwhile to listen or is it worthwhile to walk away? But certainly, certainly, the Kabbalah that I have, and that something that's worthwhile to really take good counsel in, is stay far away from machlokas. It's just not worth it. That's what this mission is teaching us. May we be zocha to make sure to stay away from machlokas and to always engage in proper machlokas, to learn how to fight properly, carefully, listen, and make sure that we're able to manage to continue on this path.